Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast, Contrast, Desire, and Manifestation, where I show you how the contrast of what you don't like and don't want causes you to launch rockets of desire for improvement, which literally expands the entire universe. And I show you the essence of your eternal nature and how you will never stop desiring more and better. And you will never stop growing and expanding. And I show you that there is no end to this creation. And there is no final judgment or final anything. You are immortal and life never ends. So you can never get anything wrong because you are never done creating what you want. And the most important thing I show you is that desire is a wonderful thing. Not a bad thing. And you're here on earth to have desires and enjoy the adventure of turning those desires into things. So enjoy my video podcast, Contrast, Desire, and Manifestation. Hello, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant, and free lifestyle you desire in my videos, podcasts, articles, books, etc. at zakaran.com. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. All right, here we go. Contrast, desire, and manifestation. How your eternal desires for improvement and growth and the manifestation of those desires into physical reality with your unlimited power of creation create the never-ending expansion of the entire universe of creation. Or how evolution works. Now, everything and everyone is constantly evolving. Constantly moving forward and constantly improving. Nothing and no one ever de-evolves. Nothing and no one could ever go backwards and become less than how they are now. And in this video podcast, you will see why. The ideas of a rapture or final judgment or apocalypse are purely scared little myths created by ignorant minds that believe the lie of their supposed sinfulness and the lie of their alleged unworthiness. But there is no such thing as either of those, and there is no such thing as an end. There is no such thing and never will be any such thing as a final judgment or apocalypse or rapture, etc., etc., to supposedly to teach humanity a final lesson of its alleged wicked ways. The truth is, life is never ending. Creation is never ending. And we are all immortal souls on a constant journey of creation. None of us, not any one of us, are here to prove anything to anyone, least of all our virtuosity. We are not here to prove anything to God or to the universe or to people, etc. We are all divine spirits in human or ET bodies or animal bodies or bug bodies or plant bodies or tree bodies or rock bodies, etc. here to create, to desire and to manifest those desires into physical reality. We are all eternal. And we can never get anything wrong because there is no such thing as judgment. And our journey and adventure of creation never, ever ends. So again, we can't get anything wrong or do anything wrong because we are all on a journey of never-ending improvement. We can't help being on journeys of never-ending improvement because it is our nature as creators of worlds to always desire improvement. And to desire more of what we like, and to desire expansion, and to desire new things that have never been created before. The universe and the universe of universes is an infinite expanse of well-being and abundance. Infinite abundance. It is an infinite expanse of goodness and unconditional love. And the appearance of things that don't seem to be things of well-being are the fuel of expansion and growth and improvement and evolution. Because we all have a natural inclination as creators of worlds to always want greater expansion and improvement. So even if everything looks fine and dandy, we will still desire things to get even better. As good and amazing and prosperous and magical as things can get for anybody, they can always get even better. And we will always naturally want them to get better because we are creators. And it is our natural desire as creators to desire improvement, no matter how good they get. And this is something that most people do not understand. Most people believe in limitation, not in eternity. They do not believe in their immortality. They believe in endings. They believe there is an ending to creation when there is no such thing as an ending to creation. Most people believe that there is a limitation of resources and a limit of money and a limit of love, etc., etc., but there's no such thing as limits of anything. Limits are only in your mind. When this earth was created, no law was established that there was going to be a limit of resources available. No law was established that there was going to be a limit of anything. And even if there appears to be a limit of something, for instance, oil, no such limitation actually exists because we can just create more of it just with the thought of it if we want more of it. Contrast. Contrast is the fuel of evolution. And contrast can be something as large as a war or as small as a simple desire for more. Contrast is essentially what we don't like and don't want, and in the extreme, what we hate. Or contrast can be just the lack of what we do want. And the contrast of what we don't like and don't want and the lack of what we do want causes us all as creators to desire improvement and the creation of what we do like and do want. So that's the brilliance, that's the pricelessness of contrast. So there are the extremes of contrast that most of humanity seems to love so much to motivate them to desire improvement, such as war and violence and crime and intolerance and prejudice, etc. And these extremes of contrast are certainly big inspirers of evolution, as each new generation naturally desires improvement upon the last. But this kind of evolution is more unconscious evolution that takes place from people that are primarily unconscious and unaware of the fact that they are all creators of reality, good or bad, on planet Earth. Most people are unconscious creators, which is why most people's lives are very slow to improve. And those souls who are conscious that they are powerful creators of their own realities, their lives tend to improve much quicker because of their focus upon what they want rather than what they don't want. Whereas for most of humanity, they tend to focus mostly upon what they don't like and don't want and try to get rid of the things that they don't like and don't want, and therefore create more things that they don't like and don't want. But big, massive examples of contrast of what you don't like and don't want are not necessary or mandatory. Big contrast is completely optional and unnecessary for those who are conscious, deliberate creators of their own realities and know how to create by getting their mindset in an optimal direction. Things don't have to get really bad so that you can overcome drastic circumstances to finally achieve greatness or success or wealth or health or happiness. As a conscious, deliberate creator of reality, you can instead experience contrast and never-ending improvement where things just get better and better and better for you forever and ever and ever. Humanity has developed an addiction to creating drastic, traumatic situations in their lives and on planet Earth in order to overcome them and feel empowered, because they generally feel disempowered because they don't know that they create their own realities. But you don't have to first experience being disempowered victims before you finally take control of your lives and realize that you are actually an empowered creator of reality. Instead, you can begin with empowered creator and just become more and more empowered of a creator. And you can begin with happiness and prosperity and just get happier and more prosperous. You don't have to create sucky relationships to motivate you to get good ones. And you can begin with good ones that just get better and better and better. And you don't have to be poor and destitute to motivate you to prosperity and riches. You can begin with being prosperous and rich in mind and body, and be inspired to ever-expanding levels of more abundance and riches on lots of different levels, just not money. You don't have to get sick and be on death's doorstep to finally be motivated to take charge of your health. You can begin with health that just gets better and better and better, that gives you more and more vitality and more energy and more excitement and more joy and more flexibility, etc., etc. Humanity idolizes and celebrates the people of history who overcame great adversity, but there is no idolization and no recognition for those conscious, happy creators who never created such great diversity in the first place that they had to overcome. So there is no need for anyone to create big giant walls so that they can break them down to feel free and empowered. Why not just, you know, don't build a wall in the first place so that there's nothing to overcome? And then the things you have to overcome are just little tiny pebbles in the road rather than big, huge, massive boulders blocking your journey. Why not allow inspiration to inspire your desires for growth and expansion and improvement rather than having to rely upon big, huge, traumatic, dramatic things that motivate you or force you to finally get off your lazy ass and move towards what you want? Why not be inspired to move towards what you want, being inspired to move towards the carrot on a joyful adventure of creation rather than having to whip yourself into shape and whip yourself into forward movement by the whip of what you no longer want? Why not guide your life by the joy of achieving what you want by pleasure rather than having to constantly live a disempowered life where you're constantly running from pain? That's a disempowered way to live. In other words, why not be inspired by pleasure rather than be motivated to avoid pain? That is the key difference between an unconscious creator of reality and a conscious creator of reality. The unconscious creator lives their life constantly focused upon avoiding pain. They live their lives in constant fear that the boogeyman could get them at any moment. And they value action above all things because they believe that either they can just keep their heads down to be camouflaged by their wimpiness so that bad things don't notice them and find them and get them, or they fight the good fight against the countless foes of what they hate that are supposedly hell-bent on keeping them from achieving what they want in their lives. But there are no real foes and monsters trying to keep anyone from having anything except for the ones that people create in their minds. Again, there's no need to create walls that you are going to have to break down. Instead, your contrast can just be little things such as, I love it that all my bills are paid and I'm out of debt and I've got a good job and everything is pretty good. But now I would like to be rich. Now I would like to be financially free. Now I would like to fire my boss. Now I'd like to trade in my Toyota for a Mercedes, red Mercedes convertible. Now I'd like the financial freedom to travel anytime I want. My relationships are pretty good. You know, that's sort of like the contrast. You're describing your contrast just a little bit in general ways. My relationships are pretty good. I like my partner, my spouse, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, my kids, my friends, my parents, etc. But, hey, there is room for improvement. I would like an even greater level of intimacy with my partner. I'd like to be better friends with my kids. I'd like more open, fun, generous, caring friends and acquaintances in my life that really care about each other and have fun together. Or a health example. My health is pretty good. I feel pretty good. In fact, I feel great. I'm very healthy and full of vitality and energy. But I'd like even more. I'd like to be able to climb mountains easily, effortlessly. Like the amazing lady in South America who climbed a mountain that normally takes 2 weeks. She did it in 24 hours. I'd like to be fitter and weigh less. I'd like even more energy and vitality. And when you make those improvements in your life because you have mastered the art of vibrational alignment with what you want and then allowing what you want to come to you without resisting them with every single dream, desire, and goal you achieve, you will naturally then desire even more improvement. No matter how good your relationships are as a creator, you will always desire them to even be better. But your desires for improvement are not motivated by a need to avoid what you don't like or the lack of what you do want. But instead, your desires for more and better are inspired by what is possible. Because as a creator, you understand that no matter how good things get, they can always get better. No matter how prosperous things get, they can always get more prosperous, can't they? No matter how rich you get, you can get richer. No matter how much fun you can have, there is always more fun to be had. And your desire for more and better and greater is not motivated by greed, because greed comes from needing things to be certain ways in order for you to be happy. But you don't need conditions to be any certain way to ensure your happiness when you are a conscious, deliberate creator. Greed comes from the faulty belief that there is limitation. That there is a limited supply of money or resources or friendship or intimacy or love, etc. So using the classic money example as a conscious creator of reality, you will naturally always desire ever-expanding amounts of money to come to you. Again, not because you are a greedy bastard and you need money to be happy. No, you want greater levels of money because your desires of what you can accomplish with that money are constantly expanding. Once you achieve financial freedom to a position where you have the freedom to do whatever you want to do and no longer have to do anything that you don't want to do, now the possibilities of what you can do and want to do with money are absolutely endless. Your creativity is inspired in an immense way to accomplish great things upon earth for yourself and your family and for other people. So just because someone may be extremely rich and uber wealthy doesn't mean for a second that they are greedy in the least. Because as soon as you get, 100, then you want 1,000, and then you want 10,000, and then you want 100,000, and then you want 1,000,000, and then you want 100,000,000, and then you want 1,000,000,000, then you want 1,000,000,000,000, etc. And that's so you can prove how awesome and prosperous and amazing and worthy you are because of your wealth. You only want more and more and more because that is your natural tendency as a master of desire, as a master creator. And you naturally think of new and wonderful things that help improve your life and improve the lives of other people. And not so you can look at all of the zeros and commas in your bank account, but because of the endless fun and joy and prosperity and goodness you can do with that money for yourself and other people. It's no different than your desires for greater health and fitness and vitality in youth. I mean, why do you want those things? To feel better. To be happier. To be able to do more things. To have more fun. If you want greater health and fitness and vitality and shape, it doesn't matter that you're a greedy bastard any more than someone wanting more money regardless of how much money they already have. There is no limit to the amount of health and vitality and youth and fitness and energy that you can experience. Just like there is no limit to the amount of money or riches or prosperity or toys or freedom or generosity or support that you can provide with your health for others. And there is no limit to how amazing your relationships can become. And no limit to how amazing your relationship with your own source and nature and the universe and creation, or if you want to call it, use the word God, etc., can become. So, do you have a grasp on the true nature of creation and evolution yet, based on this podcast? Do you understand that yet, that you are an all-powerful, unlimited creator of worlds with the power to deliberately create anything, and there is no such thing as limits of anything? You get that yet? Do you understand yet that you will never die? Your body may die, and certainly probably will, but hey, you can, that body can actually live as long as you want it to. But you, as a soul, as a spirit, never, ever, 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 ever will die. You are immortal, and so because you are immortal, you can never do anything wrong, because if you want things better, all you have to do is make them better, no matter how long it takes. Doesn't matter what crap you think you've done, you can always improve things. It doesn't matter, because you have all the time in the universe to make things how you want them to be. And your adventure of desire and creating those desires never ends. And you could never end. So that creation will never end, because it's impossible for you to stop desiring ever expanding levels of improvement. No matter how good things are that you have made them to be, when you have created them from nothing into something, when you have turned a desire into a physical thing, you will naturally wonder, what's next? What else can I create? How can I make this even better? How can I make this grow even bigger? What can I do to bless even more people with this, or more things? What other wonderful thing can I create to bless more people? What can I do to bless my own life even more with this? What kind of amazing adventure can I come up with next? What can I do that's more fun and more fun and more fun? So, when I ask someone, what do you want in your life? And I ask this to people all the time. And they say, I don't know. What that really means is they have repressed their dreams and their desires because they don't believe they can have them and make them come true. They don't believe they deserve to have them come true. Society has taught them that their dreams and desires were unrealistic, or that there was something wrong or bad or sinful or greedy for even having those desires. Or they told them that they were being selfish. Some people even teach people to somehow not even have desires and to somehow get to some desireless state, so with the intention of so that they can avoid suffering, and they blame desire for all suffering. But it is not desire that causes suffering. It is thinking about not having your desires that causes suffering. It's thinking in negative, limited ways, in lack and scarcity-oriented ways that causes suffering. Because in those instances, you are thinking in a contrary manner to your own unlimited nature. Your own unlimited, anything-is-possible nature. Your natural nature as an unlimited, all-powerful creator is to know and believe that you can create anything you desire, and there are no such thing as limitations. And you will feel terrible and suffer when you try to think otherwise. You will feel terrible anytime you try to limit yourself in any way and limit your thinking. You will never feel bad or suffer in any way if you are desiring something and enjoying the lovely, delightful, wonderful, exciting feelings of those desires coming true. But as soon as you throw in doubt, or I'm not good enough, or I'm bad, or I'm sinful, or I'm bad for desiring that, or I'm unenlightened for having desires in the first place, or I'm greedy, or I don't deserve that, or I'm unworthy, or that's impossible, I'm sinful, bullshit, 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 then you are going to suffer up a storm because you are thinking in direct contradiction to your unlimited nature. You are thinking in direct contradiction to your own source. You're thinking in direct contradiction to God because God's source sees you as unlimited, as amazing, as perfect, as divine. So stop thinking in contrary negative ways. So it is easy to guide yourself to feeling good and to getting what you want because they are lovers. They are the same thing. Feeling good gets you what you want, and getting what you want feels good. Feeling bad gets you more of what you don't want, and getting what you don't want feels bad. Thinking about getting what you want feels great. Yay! But thinking about what not getting what you want feels like crap. So it should be pretty obvious how you should direct your own thoughts upon what you want and getting what you want and imagining having, being, and doing what you want, etc., etc., and enjoying the excitement of being, doing, and having what you want. Repressing your desires is like trying to stop a puppy from playing. It's relatively impossible. Yes, you can whip and punish yourself into submission so that you're afraid to have any desires to try to keep the suffering away just in case you think about the lack of your desires, but that is completely futile and backwards and contrary to your nature as a desire master, as a creation master, as the absolute master of amazing creation who is here to desire like crazy and enjoy every second of the adventure of desiring exciting, wonderful things and the adventure of turning those immense, unlimited desires into new and wonderfully inspired, unique, exciting, adventurous, and amazing creations. Yeehaw! Alright, hope you enjoyed this video podcast. Bless your friends with these amazing teachings by forwarding it to them. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!